Hey everyone, we're back again with your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host for this weekly show, and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I'm really always very thrilled to hear from you with your questions and thoughts, ideas, anything you want to share. So write to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I was on a flight a few weeks ago and I had a window seat. I was sitting there just minding my own business, trying not to count the minutes until we landed, and I glanced out the window. I saw another plane within pretty good sight, although not close enough to scare me, and it whizzed by so fast that it was out of sight before I barely noted its presence. It was really quite stunning and exciting to see it. The speed and precision was kind of breathtaking. Well, it was for me anyway. And it got me thinking. I was there sitting in that plane thinking I was just tooling along, kind of bored, not feeling much motion at all, which wasn't a bad thing, didn't need any turbulence. But I was not feeling any sense of forward motion either. And here is this similar plane just zipping forward dramatically. And yet we're both likely going the same speed. And in fact, the motion of my plane probably had a lot to do with how fast that other plane seemed to be going. So don't we often look at what others are doing and think, man, they're just making so much progress, just whizzing by quickly and effortlessly. And here I am crawling along, nothing really happening, feeling a bit confined at the same time. We get hung up on comparing our success, our journey, our progress with what it appears that others are doing. But it's all about the perspective. The other plane wasn't moving any faster or more on course than mine was. Your life journey is absolutely moving with accuracy and efficiency as well. It's guided by God's laws and His purpose. If we focus on another's progress and compare, we really fail to realize that we're being carried forward at all times. Our growth is spiritual. It's God always revealing to us new ideas, direction, unfolding good, wisdom, moment by moment. It may feel like we are moving slow or standing still, but there is always this greater law in operation, a propelling force, God's purpose in full action, reliable. And it's a law that's working for you and everyone else. Both planes can be moving along at the same time on different journeys with different views along the way, but each is progressing toward the right destination. Each is on its own uniquely wonderful and powerful course, jetting forward, but with what I like to think of a G-force that's not about willfulness or risk or danger and stress, but the G-force that is gentleness and grace. We don't always recognize our progress from our human perspective, that little seat on the plane, that judgment seat. But we are absolutely moving forward. The divine purpose is operating. You can trust and be grateful for it rather than getting too captivated by what others seem to be achieving. With social media and the internet, we're even more inundated with all that everyone is doing. You know, I admit that anytime I feel I may be getting somewhere, I'll see someone else who's doing something similar to maybe what I'm doing, but they seem to be doing it better, more successfully, more easily or naturally, and they seem to be truly thriving. If I want to be competitive, those opportunities are countless. And I could just be doing it all the time. We all tend to get caught up in what others are achieving. We can certainly find some motivation or you know, guidance in watching others and seeing what they're doing. But we have to not be thinking about ourselves as just sitting on this stifling plane without accomplishing anything, except for a lot of self-doubt, self-pity, and envy. We can wake up and stay focused on our own journey. It's custom made. It's special. You may not feel that motion at all times, but you're soaring at a velocity that's really wonderful, staggeringly wonderful, really. You're on your way. It doesn't look like anyone else's. A perspective of comparison is one that is a limited one. It comes out of fear and doubt. That's not from God, so it isn't clear and it isn't expansive and it isn't even true. That real perspective starts with God, who is truth, the truth that he only alone knows, and it's limitless. It's limitless like those wonderful, friendly skies, but it's also right for you. Because God is wise and he knows us. It's difficult for us to see our own lives and our own grandness from within that comparing, judging spot, like I said. But we can trust that our lives are impactful and amazing, progressive, expansive, expanding, new adventures, and relish our own unique place and that wonderful pace that we may not feel, but that's just right. It's one that gets you that special seat, the one that's just right for you. You are on course. You're on time. You're moving forward. So just wave at the people over there on that plane. Bless them on their way. But then get back to your own experience. Relish what you're discovering. Be open for the next leg of that journey. Forward, onward, and upward. Well, that's probably enough metaphors for today. That's what you get when you got a poet doing your podcast. But hope some of that made sense to you. I'd love to talk to you more about it. If you have any questions or thoughts on that or anything else about your divine purpose or anything on your minds, on your spiritual journeys, I'd love to hear from you at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Again, you can check me out at beingfreenow.com. I will see you next week. Ciao, everybody.